This is Rick Lingle, Editor-in-Chief with the Food and Beverage Packaging Magazine podcast. We continue our interview with Denise Lefebvre, PepsiCo's Vice President of Global Beverage Packaging. And in this episode, Denise discusses sustainability and how it affects package development throughout PepsiCo.
Certainly from the packaging editorial view, the role of sustainability is enormous, almost to the point of seeming to override other factors. How do you see it, and how is it seen at PepsiCo in terms of sustainability and the other factors that go into package development?
Yeah, sustainability is high on the list, tops. And it's incorporated into everything we do from a design perspective and target success criteria, in our stage gate processes for how we advance project programs forward, and that we really have a checklist about every package we touch has to be better tomorrow than it is today. We can't take a step backwards environmentally on any packaging that we're moving forward with and progressing. So it's really important to us. We've also spent a lot of time focusing research efforts, such as the green PET bottle and some of the renewable bottle technologies, if you think about that, in progressing in technology platforms that are going to be able to take us to a whole new breakthrough level on sustainability. And so it's not only in the development phase, it's also in our strategic, what technologies are we going to want to identify across PepsiCo globally that are going to take our business significantly different in sustainability and carbon footprint reduction.
How do you marry sustainability with the other crucial factors of package development, such as costs and convenience?
Yeah, I think a lot of people would think sustainability necessarily equals cost, and I think those in packaging know that it doesn't necessarily translate to that by far. There's a lot more complexity with it. I do think in some areas it certainly helps cost, but what we don't want to do is challenge sustainability to the point that it detracts from the consumer experience. So what we're really looking at packaging as a total delivered cost system to the customer. So including all the secondary packaging and other areas as well to optimize the right sustainable package for our consumer, for our business, and being able to make sure it delivers in quality at then the right cost. So those elements all have to come together versus looking at them in isolation. So I think that's important. In regards to convenience and sustainability, again, that's pretty important as well. I think we've learned somewhat through consumers that some packages that people would call sustainable or would believe more sustainable, consumers are actually concerned about, hey, I can't carry this everywhere. It doesn't feel nearly as secure to me as it did. You know, I'm really not willing to compromise on some of those things. It's really going to be a tough balance between getting the consumer what they want and getting to a next level of sustainability because they really don't want to sacrifice the convenience factors that they have today, and they're not willing to trade that off, as you saw with the PLA bag. That's why we're investing in those platforms to really take us to the next level so that we're delivering much more sustainable packaging but are not compromising on the convenience for the consumer.
Since you're so close to the front lines in package development and as it pertains particularly to sustainability, what's one takeaway that you've had these last couple years?
I think the biggest takeaway is consumers, I mean, I would say internal companies tend to think of sustainability as, I think initially it starts out as people think that's a cost savings. But the truth is when you do change your packaging and sustainable for sustainability, whether it be cost savings or not, to be honest with you, whether it's just a net positive cost deliverable or even a cost increase we've had in some cases without a doubt, whenever you're changing it, you are definitely tightening the process window in operations and people, you really need to be able to translate that in the commercialization process quite well. For example, we have a very robust CSD business. We have hundreds of plants that make Pepsi-Cola. When we make changes, it affects hundreds and hundreds of plants that have run very knowledgeably current packaging for some time. And so as you're continuously making progress and evolutions, you're really beginning to tighten down the specifications and the operating windows that they were operating against. And that requires significant lifting by the whole system, not just the packaging development group.